Welcome back to the game. Boy, I think the guy that stole Brady's jersey may need to call Saul. Better call Saul.
Probably a little bit of trouble.
They have found Tom Brady's missing Super Bowl jersey. It was stolen by a member of the media who was credentialed out of Mexico. He has actually been to the last three Super Bowls and also stole one of Tom Brady's other Super Bowl jerseys and a bunch of other memorabilia. And the investigation was so much crazier than I thought it was. They went through hours and hours of videos that were taken, you know, from security cameras and amateur footage just from the field after the game. I mean, they went through everything to try to find this jersey. They finally did find it. But here was the part of the story that stood out to me. Do you know how many credentials were given out for the Super Bowl?
No idea.
Now, this doesn't include just the media. This is the stadium staff and the teams and everything like that. 20,000 credentials. That's a lot of people to have to monitor all the time. Maybe the NFL should work on making sure that regular NFL fans, and in this case, criminals, do not get credentialed to attend the Super Bowl. Seems like an issue to me. We'll come back, start with Cole Manbeck for the second hour, talk about K-State basketball and his reaction to Brad Underwood departing for Illinois. That's after CBS News on K-Man.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your...